Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob Parker, what do you think about the Lakers season?
Chris, I can't say it enough, and I believe this thoroughly. LeBron James is destined to fail this coming NBA season. And I say that because he's built up this legacy of always making it to the finals, whether he wins or loses, and he's lost more than he's won, but he's always been in the mix and going to championships. And I'm sorry, I can look at this team honestly and believe LeBron James believes that he can't win, not with this squad, not with what's put together. So that's why I say, and if you think that making the playoffs is a success for LeBron James, then I'm sorry. Half the league makes the playoffs. That is not, I expect LeBron James to make the playoffs in no matter what team he's on. So that can't be the goal. That can't be the reason to celebrate and say, wow, LeBron James, that was great. The Lakers hadn't made the playoffs in 5 years. He joined the Lakers, and they made the playoffs. What a great year for the Lakers, and then got knocked out in the first round by the Warriors.
So
that's not a great year.
It has to be championship or bust.
Absolutely, for LeBron James.
Why?
Because at this point in his career, that's all there is. It's just like the Tiger Woods, all the people already. Tiger's back. No, he's not. Tiger's about majors. Tiger's always been about majors. Yes or no, Chris Broussard?
No, yes.
Yes.
Yes. We were on the same page. We were like, it's nice.
It's nice that he's won.
Maybe this will lead to something, but don't tell me he's back.
He's not back.
He didn't get excited about winning 79 other regular tournaments.
No. And that's the point here with LeBron, is that he's about winning championships. That was always the thing, whether he admitted or not that he was chasing Michael Jordan and trying to get that number. Now to have this off year, and if you don't think that LeBron is calculating and always thinking about the stuff before he made a move and how he did it, this was the first time I honestly believed he took a blind leap of faith in that when he came back to Cleveland, Chris, and wrote that letter about coming back home. Do you remember the omission in that letter? Do you remember what it was? He talked about coming back and the players that were there,
right. But
he didn't mention Wiggins. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Wiggins was omitted from that letter. He was just the first pick in the NBA draft.
Right, because he knew he was going to get traded for Kevin Love.
He knew already. This is what I'm saying.
But that still was a team that most people thought. I predicted as soon as LeBron went back to Cleveland, I predicted they'd be in the NBA Finals as soon as he went back. But most people, I was on TV with PJ Carlissimo and other basketball experts, most of them thought Cleveland would not get to the Finals. They didn't think LeBron would go back there because they were like, he wants to win. Kyrie Irving was a young guy, was a great player already, an all-star a few times, but was young. Hadn't won anything. Kevin Love had not won anything. Oh, he put up gaudy numbers, but he shot a low percentage in Minnesota and didn't even make the playoffs once. So that wasn't a ready-made team.
No, but my point is that he's always had a hand in what he was going to do. But
that first year he went back to Cleveland, he did say, and you might say he was lowering expectations. I would say he was actually being honest. That, look, this is not the Miami Heat team I just left Bosch. This is going to take a while, and it happened faster than they thought.
And also, though, that's the Eastern or the Leastern Conference, whatever you want to call it. Out West, and Chris, this is the thing.
But the West is not quite what it's been in the past.
But
it's still very good, don't get me wrong.
But this is the point that people need to understand when I say they're going to be the sixth or seventh seed. What was the difference, Chris, in games one between the third seed and the eighth seed? Do you know how many games
last year?
Yeah, last year.
It was close. It was a couple games.
Two games.
Yeah.
separated the third seed right. to the eighth. So the people are on notion that he can't be a seventh or eighth seed
could.
Is nonsense. Or,
I don't think anybody's saying he couldn't be.
No, everybody's be a third or a second.
No, there's
third
a lot
seed.
Of people that think they're going to be a sixth to eighth seed.
Right. There's a real good chance of that.
But I think, look. After, and I don't know what, let's see what happens with Houston. I'm not going to overreact to one game.
Don't overreact to one game. Come
but
on.
But let's see.
If they beat the Lakers here on Saturday night, then what would it
well,
be?
Well, let's see what the Lakers are. But I'm just saying, right now, most people, including myself, have Golden State and Houston 1-2. After that, there's like six teams, Rob, that are stacked together. So the Lakers could finish at the top of that six in third. Or not the bottom. I don't think they'll be out of the playoffs, but they could finish near the bottom and be seventh or eighth. I don't think anybody be shocked by that.
No.
But you're saying he's destined to fail.
Right, because of,
did you say the same thing about Michael Jordan when he went to Washington?
I know.
Because it wasn't about championships when he went to Washington.
That was a mistake. Everybody knows it. I don't know what he was thinking to even go there. And I know he went on to run the front office and all that afterward. After he stopped playing, but I always thought that was a mistake. I remember Sports Illustrated was so caught up on Michael Jordan. Do you remember the cover, Chris?
No.
It was Michael Jordan and four silhouettes. Him and any four guys would make the NBA Finals.
When he went to Washington.
Yes, they thought that.
Okay, so that's
even,
my point.
And he didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, of course not. We knew anybody. I mean, I don't want to diss Sports Illustrated, but it was – I mean, he was 38 years old.
Hey, Rob G, try to find that cover.
You knew he wasn't going to lead that team to a championship.
No, but I'm just telling you what.
But I'm saying that wasn't a wasted season.
This is
even two seasons.
This is a wasted season for LeBron. It's wasted.
Look, I get it. He's not getting a championship. Barring some major injuries, he's not getting a championship. But if he wins the MVP award, he helps Brandon Ingram become close to a star, maybe in the future a perennial all-star. Some of these other kids come together. They finish, you know, maybe with home court advantage in the Western Conference playoffs, win a round, get to the second round. I'm not going to say that's a failure. I'm not going to say that's a failure.
Rob, have you pulled up that cover? Tell me what, is it in a picture? Am I right or wrong? Or
it's a picture of Michael Jordan dunking from a preseason game. Says Michael Jordan versus the Young Guns.
Is that it?
So Rob just made that up.
No, I thought there was another
one.
He
just envisioned this four silhouettes.
It was. There's another cover. Look it up about them going to the NBA Finals.
That must have been when he was in Chicago.
No.
I can't imagine somebody
would
have predicted.
This was Sports Illustrated. They were like
38-year-old Michael Jordan going to.
Michael and
after how many years? What? Probably
couple years.
Several, a few years off.
Michael and any four guys is kind of like the way it was positioned. So take another look and see if there's another one of Michael Jordan cover. But I just think that he's destined to fail. People always expect LeBron James to get to the NBA Finals, to be in the hunt.
Is anybody expecting that now?
There are some LeBron fans.
Very few, though.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We got five-time NBA champ Turner Sports and Spectrum Sports Net NBA analyst. None other than Derek Fisher, also a former coach in the NBA. Derek, man, let's get right to it. Obviously, the Lakers play tonight. They open up at Portland. What are you expecting from the Lakers this season?
Ah, man. I mean, I'm expecting more, you know what I mean, from the Lakers than we've seen the last couple years, obviously because, you know, one, LeBron James is in right. town and he's wearing the Lakers uniform. So I think they will be able to accomplish more. But I'm also very realistic in terms of not expecting too much. You know, greatness.
Now, definitely
time.
Playoffs, right?
I think so. I mean, I think the West is tough, but, you know, as you can see last year, like 48 wins, you know, there was a cluster of teams
yep.
between 46 and 48. And I do believe that if you look at the Lakers last year, winning 35 games and 47 losses, I mean, LeBron is a plus 11 to 16 just showing up.
Yep.
From a win-loss perspective. And if things go really well, you know, I could see them winning 50, you know, maybe a couple more. So I do think they will make the postseason.
All right, because I've predicted 53 wins and Homer. LeBron's the MVP, and I just wanted to know, am I tripping?
Yeah, he's tripping.
Nah, I think that's a very strong possibility. You know, there's obviously a lot of factors that go into that. Like every team, they have to stay healthy. Like every team, they need some other guys to have the type of seasons that maybe we didn't anticipate starting out. You know, so, I mean, Brandon Ingram seems to be like next in line. He'll have a good year. But can Kuz have a great sophomore year? Can Lonzo Ball, you know, start to reach closer to his potential, staying healthy, et cetera? But can Josh Hart, you know, and KCP, can those guys kind of break out a little bit and be guys that surprise everybody that, you know, other teams have to worry about? And then JaVale McGee seems to be a guy that is going to show well. So I think 50 to 53 wins is realistic. And if they're able to do that, there's no way you can deny LeBron being in the top, you know, three guys as far as MVP voting. Giannis will be in that conversation. Anthony Davis will be in that conversation. So it'll be a fun season, that's for sure.
This is the only issue I have. Yes, they won 35 games without LeBron, but teams didn't fear the Lakers coming to town last year. They were young guys. They were just playing. Nobody was, like, shaking in their boots that the Lakers and Lonzo Ball were in town. Now every game they play with LeBron is going to be different. These young guys haven't played under these circumstances and situations. Don't you think that factors in some, Derek, that we don't know how they respond to playing in big games yet?
Yes. No, it's a very good point, Rob. I agree wholeheartedly with that idea. But what I think will happen, there will be moments where those situations are too big for these guys. But the good part of that is that will start for them tonight. It's not like 50 games from now, it'll be the first time they played in the big game. So starting tonight in Portland, every game that these guys will play in will be a big game. It'll be a national story, whether the Lakers win or lose a few in a row or whatever. So they're going to be thrown into this fire pit in Portland. And I believe that in the next couple of months, as they kind of get used to that spotlight and being on that stage, you know, starting to understand the level of scrutiny that comes with playing with a guy like LeBron, that they'll start to find a little bit of a landing spot that just allows them to, you know, to win. I mean, we're basically talking about two more games per month. You know, when you really break the season down, yeah. If they win two more games each month, then that's your 12 to 14 wins right there.
It's the Odd Couple. We're joined by five-time NBA champion Derek Fisher. And Derek, in your previous answer, you had mentioned a lot of Lakers players besides LeBron. I don't believe you mentioned Lonzo Ball. What do you see? Obviously, a lot of people are saying if he doesn't have the ball in his hands and LeBron has the ball, what is Lonzo going to do? You know, what's he worth out there? You know, he's not a great shooter yet. So what do you see for Lonzo Ball this season, or at least early in the first half of this season?
Yeah, no, I did throw him in there, but I know that it sounds a lot like Rondo as well. So, everybody's probably going to have to learn to listen and figure that out as well. But, no, I think Lonzo Ball's his season will weigh heavily on how good the Lakers season is. It, of course, it's about LeBron, but what I envision for Lonzo is – I think he'll start to, especially having Rajon Rondo on his team and watching how he manipulates the game as a guard that is a non-shooter. Like, although Rondo is a better shooter than Ball is at the moment, he does not dominate games and impact games through shooting a high volume of shots.
Right.
He manipulates the game, you know, through his IQ, through his vision, through his toughness, through his willingness to put his body in harm's way, drive into two people with the intent to create an opportunity for somebody else. He dominates the game through defense and guarding and being physical. Like, so I think that Lonzo Ball will actually have an example of how you can still be a guy that people have to plan for in the NBA without having to make a lot of shots every night. And I think if he can disconnect from this pressure to just make shots, but still be aggressive and assertive and put his will on the game, that to me, that will allow for the Lakers to accelerate their growth, you know, along with obviously LeBron being there.
Derek, let's switch to the Eastern Conference. I know everybody wants to hand the conference to the Celtics or maybe Philly, but what about Toronto and Kawhi Leonard and what he represents? And that team got off to a good start in their first game. Do you like Toronto at all?
I do. I like Toronto a lot. I mean, it's hard to imagine, right, that really similar to the Celtics, to have the type of season where, you know, the Raptors were the first in the East, and then they actually got better by adding Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green. You know, so that's hard to do. The Celtics, as great a season as they had, they're essentially adding Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward to a team that already was really good. So I like what those two teams have to offer. I think Brad Stevens is more of a known entity. Nick Nurse will become the focal point of, you know, how far this team can go with his leadership and how he will manipulate the games offensively, defensively, you know, his lineups, their style of play. So I think Nick Nurse becomes kind of the focal guy of, at least from my perspective, how far the Raptors can go, you know, under his guidance. And then, but my dark horse in the East is Milwaukee.
Yep. Yeah,
I think people need to be really, really aware of not just what Philly can do in the East, but the Bucks, man, that are, when you think about what Bud is doing with these guys offensively now, that will go with the length and activity that they cause on the defensive end, they're going to be a tough out for anybody. So I like what the Bucks are doing so far.
I'm sure, D-Fish, you've heard a lot of the talk that Kevin Durant may leave Golden State after this season, and one of the places, maybe the number one place on his radar, according to reports and rumors, is New York. Now, you obviously coached in New York, and I've said, look, man, I've said that the Knicks are where legends go to die. I mean, I'm serious, though. Isaiah Thomas, Lenny Wilkins, Larry Brown, Phil Jackson – you know, whether you're in that category or not, you obviously had a very successful playing career, was known as a winner. And none of these guys have been able to have success there. Do you think they've turned the corner? And if Kevin Durant came to you and said, man, look, I'm thinking about New York, what do you think about, you know, me going there? Can you win there? Because it's been so long since anybody, coach, player, whatever, has had success there.
Yeah, no, I think it's a fair question. But, you know, I think the death is temporary. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that there are a lot of great basketball people and players, coaches, executives that have been there and not come out on the right side of it. But they've still gone on to do some pretty,
right,
know,
I just
things,
mean there. Yeah, you know? I just mean while they didn't work.
It is a difficult place to sustain excellence, to establish excellence, and I think that if Kevin was seriously considering it and called and wanted to have a conversation, I would be honest with him from my experience. But one thing that is important to me about life in general, not just basketball, is it's hard to judge something from someone else's experience. Like, they can tell you what it was like while you were there, but I wasn't under Scott Perry,
right?
You know, Steve Mills didn't have maybe the freedom and the latitude that he has now as a GM without Phil Jackson being there. You know, Tim Hardaway has gotten better and improved. You know, Porzingis would be like, there's so many things that are different that it would be hard for me to say that's not a good situation for you to be in now. Although, let me share with you what my experiences were while I was there so that you can factor that into your decision-making process. But I do know, I will tell you guys this, that when I was coaching there, we would have been on the short list of teams that Kevin would have had a meeting with a couple years ago. I do know that. Mm.
Interesting.
Would have been nice.
Yeah. Hey, one last thing. Did you pick up your Lonzo's 2s yet at Marshall's? Did you get a pair yet?
No, I have not picked up my pair yet. My hope is that if I do my job well enough on these broadcasts, that he'll send me a pair, you know, autographed personally.
I'm sure you rather prefer LeBron send you a pair of the LeBrons, but you don't have to answer that.
There we go.
All right, Derek Fisher, five-time NBA champion. Make sure you check out DerekFisher.com to register for Derek's Basketball Academy. Thanks for joining the iCouple, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, fellas. Have a good one, man.
All right, D-Fish.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
The G League. The minor league for the NBA.
That ain't no minor league. Stop it.
What is it?
It's where you train referees. That's what that league is
No,
for.
There have been several players to enter
Who?
The NBA. Trey Burke was in the G
Trey
League.
Trey Burke was drafted in the
But he was sent down. There have been several players
Stop.
That have made their way over the years and currently from the G League to the NBA. I'm not saying they become stars.
You got two guys.
But good role players.
Who sit on the bench who can't even get dressed. Already in the NBA, that G League is ridiculous.
That's not true.
I'm not buying that
you
for one second.
You have players coming into the G League. Now, just hear me out.
All right.
You really hating.
Relax.
I think GW got under your skin with that Hibbote. Because you ain't even waiting for the news before
right.
you start hating.
All right, go ahead. Give me the news.
All right.
News
so
I
the
can
G
use.
League, I think it's a great idea.
What's that G stand
they
for?
They are, I don't know, but.
Gatorade.
Fine. All right. Is it Gatorade?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
They sold
from the D League, the developmental league, to the G League. The
Gatorade league. Right, yeah. For money.
Whatever. You need money. I mean, every one of these arenas is sponsored by something. Look at the hate. They got Nike jerseys. I mean, come on.
Relax.
Thank you. He's in the Hibbote.
I need some buckwheat.
My goodness.
And
I don't know. A hug, man. Next break, I'm going to give you a hug.
Oh, look
you
at that.
Hug.
You need a hug, bro.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go to HR if he puts his hands on me.
Anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
The G League, under the auspices of the NBA, is going to offer, it was announced today, going to offer players like the elite, you know, and they're tied up now with USA Basketball, so they're going to be following these kids from a young age to determine who is elite. They're going to be giving them advice and so on and so forth and letting them train, you know, with, you know, in NBA facilities and so on and so forth. So the kids that they determine are the elite, like the guys that would be one and done, what were they, 5 to 10 every year, those guys that the NBA determines will be one and done will be offered 1 year, $125,000 contracts to play in the G League, get to work with NBA-level coaches, training gurus, work in NBA facilities, also get trained in life skills and transitioning to the NBA. I think it's a great idea. It's gonna end this farce of the student-athlete who goes to school for one semester and then enters the league after 1 year at the school. It'll end all that if these guys take the contracts and they'll go to the G League and then get drafted into the NBA the year after. I think it's a great move.
Do you know there's a trial going on about money payments to top-level
yes.
players, right?
And agents will be able to
okay.
– these kids will be able to hire agents
so
as
this,
well.
So these kids should take a pay cut from going to college – and take $125,000 from the NBA when they get much more under the table. You want to take a pay cut?
Here you go.
Come on, Chris. They've been paying people forever. You know it. I know it.
We all know it. It's all in the news right now.
$125,000 ain't going to do nothing for me. I'd rather
it's
go to college.
It's $125,000 above board. What if now, with all the news, the trials and everything, they're going to really shut that stuff down or
Chris,
at least shut it down to some degree?
Chris, it ain't going to shut it down because there's always
illegal
activity.
So you would rather
activity.
Go to college?
I would go to college.
If I'm a kid who has no interest in
Carmelo
going
Anthony
to class.
Went to college for 1 year, won a national championship. Yes, that's more valuable than going to some fraud G League.
Why is it a fraud?
Because you
just
said
how is it any
this,
more of a fraud than minor league baseball?
It's not. You're talking about, you just said there's about 10 kids Who are they playing against?
They would be playing against better competition than they face in Division I basketball. They're, Division I basketball is full of guys that won't even play in the G League.
The G League, I'm telling you what that league is about. That's not a credible league to have six or eight guys who are in that category to make a league around. It's not. It's fraudulent, Chris.
Look,
I would not do it. I would go to college.
They will face better competition in the G League than they would Division I basketball.
If I asked you, you want to go play in New Haven, Connecticut or Richmond, Virginia, instead of going to Syracuse playing for a national championship like Carmelo Anthony did?
For
don't tell me that.
Hold on. First of all, Carmelo, that was 16, 17 years ago.
I don't know.
Ago.
And
it's
Carmelo
a,
Anthony
it's a much different NCAA
probably got
now.
More money up than 125 for that.
Maybe.
Season.
I mean, look, we know underhanded these guys get paid, but now you can get 125 grand clean, above board. You can get with an agent. The agent may be helping you out too financially. You know how that works. And you can get trained by NBA-level coaches and training staffs. You can work out in NBA-level arenas. I don't have to worry about or carry out the farce of going to class. I think it's a good deal. It's not $50,000 a year. It's $125,000.
And you're playing in front of 1,500 people. Come on, man. This is not – instead of playing in a college situation and going to some of these greater arenas – and story programs playing North Carolina and Kentucky.
The ones that have been taking advantage of these kids.
I would
the
rather
ones that
do
be
that.
Using these kids. We've been talking about for the longest
I would rather
how they
do that
should
for
get
one
paid.
Year.
We've now, been talking about all, for the longest how they should get paid. Now you got a system that will pay them, and you poo-pooing it.
I'm not with it. The G League does nothing for me. 877-99 on Fox. Would you go down the path of Chris Broussard's G League, or would you do what I would do, which is if I'm going to, I'm going to go to one of these schools. I'm not going to go to class. I'll just do whatever.
You got to go the first semester.
Well, first semester, I'll go and have somebody do my work or whatever that they have these kids doing, and I'll play around the country and play on television with some of these other big schools and situations, and then I'll get drafted in the NBA if I'm all that. If I'm also ran. That ain't going to help me get into the league. It
well, it's not for also-rans. It's for the elite players.
How many
it's for
of those
the top,
are?
We don't know. We don't know what the – it could be 5. It could be 10. I don't know how – they haven't determined how many kids it'll be. They haven't even determined the criteria. But the kids that they – and we all know a lot of them. Zion Williamson this year, R.J. Barrett at Duke. They would have been guys that would have been offered contracts. And you're right. Look, Rob, maybe kids will take tradition – history, the desire to play, you know, in on national TV. Maybe they'll take that March Madness over the G League.
Right, that nobody's
we'll
going to
see.
Rob G, what you got?
You know what? Normally, Rob, I never agree with you. But in this case, I think you're 1,000% right.
And, seriously.
And here's the reason why. Number one, better exposure in NCAA versus the G League. Number two, the G League, the style of play looks like a rec league. It doesn't
yes.
look anything like organized basketball. And number three, if Brian Bowen can get $100,000 from Louisville, can you imagine what another top guy is going to get from Duke and Kentucky?
Well, so you guys are saying keep the cheating going.
No,
yes,
but it's going to happen anyway. Chris, it's happening anyway. You can't. Let me tell you something. If
well, I,
meet
I know
you,
it's happening,
if
of
I
course.
Meet you in a back alley with unmarked bills and I give you an envelope of money, and unless you rat me out, nobody will ever know that you got that money from
how,
me.
We just talked about Brian Bowen. How people find out? How people find out? Silent.